The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Groups. Just last month, President Biden had said it was simply wrong to seize journalists' records and that he would not permit the Justice Department to continue the practice. Though Mr. Biden's comments in an interview were not immediately accompanied by any change in policy, a pair of statements from the White House and Justice Department Saturday signaled an official turnabout from that investigative tactic that has persisted for years. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A key Democratic senator says he will not vote for the largest overhaul of the U.S. election law in at least a generation. West Virginia's Joe Manchin standing up to the Democratic Party. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt reminds us of history.
It was always the Democrats who were segregationists and Jim Crow. It was a Democratic deal. So when Texas passes voter integrity, like clockwork, they say it's Jim Crow 2.0. No, that would be a Democratic initiative. And everybody knows that. That's never reported, by the way.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Join us in welcoming Jack Tomczak to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. He's run a successful podcast, been a guest on air here, and serves as the Director of Communications for the Republican Party of Minnesota, so he's no stranger to a microphone or politics. Listen in and give him a warm welcome this and every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Your forecast for today is sunny and breezy with a high of 94, moving into partly cloudy and a low of 74. For tonight, tomorrow, Hopton, a high of 93, moving into mostly clear and a low of 72. This is AM 1280, The Patriot.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we'd like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Hashtag NARN show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And good to be back with you, by the way. I was away on assignment last weekend. Actually, it was an excursion to North Carolina. I had a family wedding. It was a very enjoyable time. I tell you, the weather we're experiencing this weekend, I expected to have in North Carolina last weekend because, you know, it's the South and it's end of May, getting into early June. You expect it to be insufferably hot and humid in that region of the country. And it actually was very pleasant weather. So we enjoyed it. Great family wedding, great time with family. Then we come back to this, and this week we've had mid to upper 90s going on, temperatures going on. It's been crazy. And we just had a flicker of lights in here. That's kind of spooky. Maybe I should turn down the air conditioning a little bit because maybe that's using a lot of eye. Who's to say? So be prepared, folks. I just saw a flickering of lights here. Like hopefully we can stay on the air. So I'll try to get in my monologue here as fast as possible. But the first weekend in June always reminds me of my anniversary here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. It was June 4th, the exact date. It was a Saturday, June 4th, 2011, that I did my first solo show as a regular member of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. So, yes, I'm commemorating 10 years as part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. You didn't know we had a studio audience, did you? I appreciate that, folks. Thank you. Yeah, 10 years. If you don't mind, I'm going to be a little self-indulgent, just this first segment. I promise just this first segment to maybe kind of commemorate 10 years. Not the whole 10 years, of course. That'd take a long time. But just to talk about my 10 years here as part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network and the many people who helped make it responsible. And I say it's not self-indulgent because I'm not sitting behind this microphone were it not for a ton of folks, okay? It takes a village, okay, to help keep this radio show going and for the folks who help make it possible and the support. And I appreciate each and every one of them. Of course, if you've been listening to these shows for any length of time, you know that they kicked off in March 2004, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the first all-grassroots political talk show, definitely in the Twin Cities. I don't know if the entire country, but definitely the Twin Cities. And I was a fan, first and foremost, before I became a personality here in the NAR. And I first heard of the Northern Alliance back in the summer, fall period of 2004, when they had already been on the air for about 5 or 6 months. And I started going to some of the Northern Alliance, gatherings, the Patriot gatherings, including a debate party for the 2004 presidential election when President Bush was running for re-election against John Kerry. Mitch has told that story many a times about how they were just expecting a handful of people and it ended up being several hundred people. And they had to knock out an entire wall of the ballroom down at some Minneapolis hotel, downtown Minneapolis hotel. I forget which one. It was either the Hyatt or the Hilton. And they had to add a whole bunch of seats. And that's when the guys knew that they were really onto something, that people were starving for local conservative talk here in the Twin Cities. And I was a fan ever since. I'd go see the guys at the State Fair, kind of get to know them a little bit whenever Mitch would throw together a party at the now defunct Keegan's, RIP Keegan's, one of our favorite social establishments ever. I got to know the guys. And it was a lot of fun. And I started to consider them friends. And I can tell you it all started for me in the State Fair of 2007. I was standing outside kind of the velvet rope while the guys were doing their show, and it was back when they had, I think, just one show. And Mitch, Ed Morrissey, Brian St. Paul Ward, Chad the Elder, I think King Banyan may have been there. They were doing a show, and they had on then Mayor of St. Paul, Randy Kelly. And I actually met Randy Kelly back when I was in high school in the late 80s. He was a state representative for one of the districts in St. Paul. It was he lived over off of Larpenteur and White Bear Avenue, kind of in that general area, if I remember, and he was a state representative. Well, for my government class, my political science class, one of the things we got to do for extra credit is if you help out one of these political candidates, you get extra credit. And Randy Kelly was saying, hey, you know, if you want to come to my house, my campaign headquarters, my basement, stuff envelopes, do lit drops, register voters, what have you, you know, I'll let your teacher know you helped out. You get extra credit. And I did that for Randy Kelly. And I remember I went, this was way out of my comfort zone as a senior in high school. I went with Randy Kelly to help register voters, knocking on doors and asking people to sign up to vote. That was way beyond my comfort zone just to talk to strangers, but much less trying to get them to do something. And I remember Randy Kelly, how bullish he was to get into this apartment building because the apartment manager wouldn't let him in the building, says, sorry, there's no solicitation. He says, we're not soliciting anybody. We're giving people an opportunity to register to vote. You know, their God-given right to vote. We're trying to get in here. And Randy Kelly, he was a Democrat, DFLer in this district, where if you had a D next to your name, you're going to win it in a walk. But nevertheless, he wanted to give every single person an opportunity to register to vote. And the fact that he didn't know if they were Democrat or Republican didn't matter to him. And he was bullish he was going to get in that apartment building. Well, my point in bringing all that up was I reminisced with Randy Kelly about that when he was on the Northern Alliance Radio Network at the 2007 State Fair. And I talked to a little bit about that on the air and whatnot. And when after the show went off the air, Brian St. Paul Ward, who I got to know a little bit, he says, man, came on to ask Mayor Kelly that question, you sounded incredibly poised behind the microphone. You weren't intimidated at all by the fact that you were on the radio. You know what? Once in a while, we like to take breaks on a Saturday. You ever think of filling in on a show some Saturday in the Patriot? Because, you know, I told Brian I'd done radio before back at the old Evil Talk Empire, AM 1500 KSTP. I did a couple of shows. And I said to him, are you kidding? Where do I sign? Absolutely I will. Now, I learned one lesson, not to be too overbearing and not to seem too eager, because if I kept emailing Brian every week, hey, man, you're taking a week off soon? When can I fill in? You know, he might eventually renege and say, you know what, forget it, man. So I was patient, and sure enough, 2.5 years later, Brian referenced that conversation and said, you know what, I remember I asked you if you wanted to be on the show sometime. John Hinderacher, who was Brian's radio partner for the first team, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, he says, John's going to be off on assignment this Saturday. I'm going to do a show from the Sportsman Show down at the XL Energy Center. Would you like to fill in for me? Or fill in for John, I should say. I said, yeah, absolutely, I'm in. So that was my first ever show on the Patriot. It was January of 2010, and I did a handful of shows as a fill-in over the next year and a half. And then it was early 2011, I reached out to Lee Michaels, operations manager. And I gave him a call and told him, Lee, I'd be interested in doing a talk show sometime. Heck, I'll do it in a ratings dead zone. I'll do it from, like, I don't know, 9 to 10 p.m. on a Sunday night, for crying out loud. I was so jonesing to get back on the air. And Lee says, well, you know, Brad, I know you've done a few fill-in shows for us. You're welcome to continue to do those, but, we don't really have anything right now. But if we do, I could give you a call. I said, okay, sounds good. And it sounded an awful lot like when you talk to human resources and they say, hey, we got your resume on file. We don't have any openings right now. But if we do, if some openings occur in the future and it matches your qualifications, we'll give you a call. And, of course, they never called back. And I figure it was the same here. Well, lo and behold, 4 months later in May of 2011, Lee Michaels called me. He says, hey, Brad, I remember the conversation we had a few months ago. We've been looking to get some original programming for the Northern Alliance on Sundays. We've always done Saturdays for the Northern Alliance. We're looking to get some original programming on Sundays. Would you be interested? And I'm like, again, where do I sign? He says, okay, well, we're working on some things right now. We'll eventually have a slot opened up on Sunday. But in the meantime, you can fill in for, you can do the 3 to 4 p.m. slot right after Mitch and Ed. Because by that point, Mitch Berg and Ed Morrissey were all that was remaining of the Northern Alliance. They were on Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m., and then I would come on 3 to 4. Now, King Banyan had already been moved over to our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, for a couple years at that point, and that was all that was left of the NARM. So I did 3 to 4 p.m. for a few months, and then in the fall, I did 6 to 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and then they moved me to 1 to 3 p.m. in November of 2011 on Sundays, and I've been here ever since. 10 years. And I've got a lot of great stories, which I shared on the Patriots 20th anniversary show we did back on March 20th. So go listen to the podcast. I don't want to reshare those anecdotes, but there are a lot of them. But there are a lot of people I just want to take the opportunity to thank. Again, 10 years. I can hardly believe it. If you had told me when I started this show 10 years ago that I would have at least a 10-year run, it's like, I don't have a pen, but give me something to prick my finger and I'll sign that deal in blood. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have believed it. And I've had many people who've been doing radio who have told me that what we have here is just unheard of in the radio industry. And even though the radio industry isn't what it was back in the 80s and 90s, because people are engaging a lot of podcasts, the fact is live radio isn't going anywhere. People still like the opportunity to flip on a radio and have that instant live radio. There's still something about it. And so it's never going to completely die off, in my opinion. But also, I can count on one hand and still have a few fingers left over the number of times management has come to me and input, you know, kind of given input of what I should do with this show. We've always had carte blanche to do almost everything we wanted, not absolutely everything we wanted. There are times where my show has needed some recalibrating, and Lee Michaels or General Manager Nick Anderson have always reached out and have been honest with their feedback and say, hey, we need you to do this. We need you to focus in this area. And it's not an issue. It's like, yeah, absolutely. I want to continue to do this. Okay? And they've never asked me to do something that I feel would compromise my personal value system. Never. Okay? Because I would have no problem walking away from something that asked me to go against what I believe. Okay? And like I say, we don't have after show production meetings where or anything like that. And that could be a blessing and a curse. I guess your mileage may vary. But the biggest support system I've had is my awesome wife, Jennifer, and she listens every Sunday. You know, even though she listens to a lot of the stuff I say during the week, I kind of regurgitate a lot of the discussion she and I have during the week because she's very politically engaged also. And I kind of regurgitate it on the radio, but she still listens. And she, you know, we've been married almost 21 years. And, you know, pretty much since early on in our marriage, I've talked to her about my being a fan of talk radio and being a fan of Rush Limbaugh and being a fan of sports talk radio. And, you know, whenever we'd talk about things, she says, boy, you need to be on the radio. You need to be on the radio. And once the opportunity first came up in 2005 to do a gig on the old Evil Talk Empire, AM 1500, she was more excited for me than I was for me. And then when I got this gig, I got the official word for getting this gig was like the day before her birthday 10 years ago. Okay. And so we always kind of commemorate her birthday as when the official word offer came for me to do my own show. And then, of course, the first weekend in June was my debut show. So my incredible wife has been an awesome support system. This little side hustle takes me away, you know, on Sunday afternoons and sometimes on Saturdays, and she loves it. And she's very supportive of it. And I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that. And my parents, you know, they kind of maybe, you know, my mom especially is very proud of me, but she doesn't agree with my politics, so she doesn't listen. But she's very happy for me nonetheless. And so I appreciate that. Lee Michaels, who I've mentioned, the fact that he was good for his word and followed up once an opportunity came about. And Lee is still with us as our operations manager and has been an incredible support system for the NARN and has backed us most of the way. I mean, we have a lot of listener feedback that probably isn't the most positive, at least my show in particular. I know that I don't get the most positive feedback, and Lee has always been supportive of in my corner. And again, there have been some things that have happened on the show where he's had to reach out and say, hey, Brad, we kind of need to recalibrate a little bit. This is, you know, and that, again, I can count on one hand the number of times that's happened and still have a few fingers left over. So Lee Michaels, general manager, Nick Anderson, incredible support system. The office staff has always done whatever they could to support us and make our jobs easier, because we show up, talk behind a microphone for a couple hours and go home. But a lot of what makes this show go happens, you know, behind the scenes. People you don't may not know, but they make it happen. And we appreciate them so much. I mentioned Brian St. Paul Ward, an inaugural member of the Northern Alliance. He was the one who first reached out to me about the possibility of coming on the air. And every time I talk to Brian, I don't see him as often anymore. He hasn't been on the Northern Alliance about 10 and a half years now when he moved on. But every time I've seen him, I always tell him, Brian, I can never thank you enough for giving me the opportunity. Can never thank you enough. You didn't have to do that. He was beyond kind to me, and I will always appreciate that. And, of course, my friend and Northern Alliance Radio Network colleague, Mitch Berg. In fact, Mitch was here today. We were chatting a little bit before the show, and I said, you know, Mitch, I don't know if you remember this, but Ed was on assignment the first Saturday I was doing my show, so it was just Mitch doing a solo show. And actually, he started late because his granddaughter was born a few days earlier, and he had to help, you know, his son and daughter-in-law get the granddaughter gathered up and situated. So he actually started his show later that day. And after his show was done, he hung around in the conference room outside the studio. And as I was going in and out of breaks, he kind of gave me little tips. You know, Mitch is a longtime radio veteran, and he kind of gave me some tips to, you know, make entrances and exits a little smoother. And those were invaluable to me because I never did a solo show. I did radio shows, but I always had a co-host. That was my first solo show, and Mitch was kind enough to hang around and give me some tips. And, of course, because it's Mitch Berg, someone who I had a tremendous still have a tremendous amount of respect for, and his radio acumen in his career. I mean, he's forgotten more about radio than I'll ever know. Absolutely. I was grateful for the advice, and I'll never forget it. And all the listeners, you the listeners who have tuned in these many years, those who continue to hang in despite your dissatisfaction with some of the things I've been saying about this recent election. I've had a lot of disagreements with listeners, more than I've ever had in the 10 years I've been on the air. And yet you've hung in there, and you continue to call me and tell me I'm full of crap. And that's okay. I don't mind that. Now, if you get personal and start insulting me or my family, okay, that's a different story, but it's never delved into that. We've always kept it to the disagreements. And some of the disagreements have been very spirited. I'll just say that. Okay? But that's okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind being challenged, because you know what? I don't operate under the pretense that I know everything, that my opinion is the be-all, end-all. And then the myriad board ops I've had. Jacob's been behind the microphone for, what is it, a couple months now, Jacob? A few months, however long it's been since you've been with us. Everybody has got into this role, and they work hard to, you know, hit those breaks and play and get those cues, and those are important. Again, that's what helps makes this show go smooth. Whenever I have an audio clip, I say cut number one, and boom, Jacob has it ready to go. You know, himself, Tommy Wynn, my first ever board op. You hear Hip to Be Square at the top of every first hour? That was Tommy Wynn's idea, and that's been my opening show theme ever since, and it's been enhanced ever since then. Tommy Wynn, Brian Pelk was my initial board op when I moved to Sunday evenings. Chris Huberty, who's now, I believe, doing something up in Oregon. Bill Rubin, John Harrison, who I know went over to AM 1500 after became ESPN and Score North. And now I'm not sure what John is doing, but we keep in touch via Twitter and Facebook. Mini Mitch, we like to call him, Mitch Collins. I believe he's up in the Pacific Northwest now. Brandon Fry, Jason Stormer, Brian Winger, who's now doing Mitch's show on Saturdays, all the way up to Jacob. And I know there's a few that have kind of come and gone that didn't really stick because of performance issues. And I, you know, not to slight them, I just don't remember their names because, you know, they were here for such a short time and moved on. That's okay. If you've ever been on the show behind the glass as a board op or as a co-host or whomever, you've had an impact, and I will so appreciate it. So here's to 10 years of me as part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I've said many a times, every time I walk away at the end of a show, I feel like I'm stealing. Seriously, I feel like I'm stealing something. I feel like I get way more out of this show than I've ever put in it. That's the truth. That's how I feel. And I almost feel like I'm getting away with something because this has been just such a blessing. And I can say wholeheartedly that all good things must come to an end. And once this show does end, and again, I hope it's not anytime soon, but once it does end, I can walk away saying that I never took a millisecond on the air for granted. And I'll be able to walk away without having to say, oh man, if I'd have just done this, if I'd have just done that, oh, it would have just been the best experience. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's just piling on at this point. So I know I took a little long that first segment. That's okay. I appreciate you allowing me to be a little self-indulgent because, again, it's not about me. It isn't. I can assure you that the myriad individuals who have supported me in this endeavor, whether it's providing support for the show itself or just providing support as a listener or just providing support for me as doing something I love and cherish and never take for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First 10 years in the books, I'm raising a bottle of water. First 10 years are in the books. Here's to another successful, how many ever weeks are left, I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy each and every opportunity I have to get on the air for as long as I'm allowed to do so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hi, Paul Rubin here from the White Bear Lake Superstore, Buick GMC, and I'm honored to announce that we partnered with AM 1280 The Patriot to bring you the Pledge of Allegiance Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. We feel it's very important to bring the pledge back to the forefront of our daily lives. Each day, a local veteran, an active service member, or a first responder will proudly recite the pledge to kick off our day and honor our country. Tune in at 7:30, and God bless America.
Are you the principal or leader of a Christian or Catholic school? Would you like to fill the empty seats in your classrooms for no cash out of pocket? TwinCitiesTuitions.com would like to team up with you on our tuition program for first-year students. You'll be part of a marketing campaign to raise awareness about your school and gain new students for next year and beyond. Again, at no cash investment for your school. Get details by logging on to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Need special boots for a new job but don't know where to start? Step into Red Wing Shoes, where their friendly footwear experts can help you find the right style and size. Red Wing takes the time to learn about your job and measure your feet to get the perfect fit. Red Wing specializes in no-pressure one-on-one service. Stop into their stores in Circle Pines, Columbia Heights, Coon Rapids, Bloomington, and St. Cloud. Can't make it into the store? Ask your workplace about their shoe trucks where they bring the store to you. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
AM 1280, The Patriot, and iHeartRadio. They go together like
freedom and the Second Amendment.
Listen at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. Again, went a little long that first segment. I apologize for that, but at the same time, I do appreciate you for allowing me to be a little self-indulgent on this, my 10th anniversary show as a solo host on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Jacob, if we have that sound clip ready to go, I do want to get to that right away, and then I'm going to have to probably comment on the next segment. Rashad Turner, who was the founder of the St. Paul Black Lives Matter chapter a number of years ago, left that organization 5-6 years ago, and had a two-minute explainer as to why he left that particular organization. So again, Rashad Turner, former founder of the St. Paul chapter of Black Lives Matter. This kind of speaks for itself. Jacob, go ahead.
I was born in Minneapolis in 1985. We called the North Side home at that time, 18th and Queen. When I was 2 years old, my father was shot and killed. My mother wasn't able to take care of me, so I was raised by my grandparents. They told me that if I was going to change my life for the better, education was the answer. So I worked hard in school. I got into Hamline University and earned a college degree, first in my family. Then I went on to earn a master's in education from St. Mary's University of Minnesota. I am living proof that no matter your start in life, quality education is a pathway to success. I want the same success for our children in our communities. That's why in 2015, I was a founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families. And they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers' union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from Black Lives Matter after a year and a half. but I didn't quit working to improve black lives and access to a great education. Today, I serve as the president and executive director of Minnesota Parent Union. We're dedicated to helping parents move their children from failing schools to successful schools. It's hard work, and we're up against forces that don't want us to succeed. But success is possible. Just look at me and the hundreds of children and families we've helped to pursue a great education, break the chains of poverty, and lead a life of success.
Okay, there you have it. Rashad Turner, former leader of Black Lives Matter here in the Twin Cities, left that organization, about 4 or 5 years ago because he didn't feel as though they were putting education, or they were unwittingly not putting education as a high priority. Again, we'll talk a little bit about that the next segment. And we're here to take your phone calls to 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Have you heard? Rodents are taking over. According to various news articles, recent COVID-19 related disruptions have caused abnormal behavior in rodents, making them become more aggressive. Don't let your home or business be invaded with a disease-carrying rodent infestation. Keep them away with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Using the active wiring in your home or business, Plug-In Pest Free goes to work, keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code PEN. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEN. GoPestFree.com, promo code PEN. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
My pain was an electrical pain that would go down my right leg all the way to my foot. It's like being hooked to an electric fence.
Diane, a Twin Cities resident, has been suffering from neuropathy since 2006.
The pain level that I had was anywhere from a 7 to 8 on a good day.
Here's what happened after Diane started seeing Dr. Ben Knight, D.C. at Abundant Life Chiropractic.
After the first 2 weeks, I had tremendous pain relief. I now sleep 5 to 6 hours minimum. My balance is much better. This has been an awesome pain travel for me, and I would highly recommend it to anyone.
Have you been suffering from numbness, tingling, burning, or restless pain in your hands or feet? Does your doctor insist on giving you more medications, but your neuropathy is still not improving? Get answers today by contacting me, Dr. Knight, DC, at Abundant Life Chiropractic in Chanhassen. Call 952-300-8338 to schedule a full neuropathy workup with us.
People looking to buy a new fence in Minnesota are lucky. Lucky because, unlike with other types of purchases, when it comes to buying a new fence, the choice has been made so darn easy. Only one company truly stands above the rest and has for a long, long time. Midwest Fence has not only been around far longer than anyone else and thus is far more experienced, they're the largest fence company in the state, which means Midwest Fence has the greatest variety of fence designs. You won't believe the seemingly endless styles you can choose from these days. And Midwest Fence buys in such bulk, they can keep their prices lower than other companies. That's why, if you're ready for a fence, you're just plain lucky. The legendary fence company that's been making people smile since Truman was president is but a phone call away and ready to stop out and deliver a free estimate. Your turn to smile, folks. Learn more at MidwestFence.com.
Welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot. No matter what you are. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Picking up where we left off last segment, I played an audio clip from Rashad Turner, the former or the founder of the Black Lives Matter chapter in St. Paul. He resigned from that organization about 4 years ago, I think the time frame was, basically saying that the organization cared less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis, and adding it was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers' unions. Rashad Turner went on to say, "I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children." I remember when Rashad Turner had a debate on a morning radio show on the station, as Mitch calls it, the boutique conservative talk station here in the Twin Cities, just to left of us to the dial physically, maybe politically. Who's to say? I'm kidding, of course. I know people that work at the boutique talk station. I like them. I consider them friends. But in fact, current Northern Alliance Radio Network host, brand new Northern Alliance Radio Network host, Jack Tomczak, he was the morning show host on that particular show. I want to say this was about 2015 timeframe, maybe 2016, something like that. It obviously was before Rashad Turner resigned from Black Lives Matter. He was on, and he was, it was kind of a debate about education with Devin Foley. I forget the organization Devin Foley was a part of at the time. Devin's been on this program multiple times. And the organization basically was calling out particularly Black Lives Matter and their lackluster response for educational needs for black children. And Rashad and Devin were having this debate back and forth. And at one point, it got very contentious, you know, and that's okay. But then after the show, I remember, you know, I was listening to this particular show and I made some comments about the show. And I even added Rashad Turner in a tweet, because I felt like he got a personal attack on Devin Foley. And I said that kind of took away from the overall debate. And Rashad basically got into an angry diatribe with this Twitter thread that a lot of listeners were engaging in the aftermath of the show. And so, to be perfectly honest, I didn't have the greatest first impression of him. It had nothing to do with him being a black man or part of Black Lives Matter or anything like that. It was just when he was challenged in some of his assertions, he didn't respond well. That's all. Well, probably less than a year, and I would say a matter of months after that particular show, I had seen a blurb where Rashad Turner resigned his position with Black Lives Matter because he didn't because of their stance on charter schools. Basically, BLM was against charter schools. And Rashad Turner moved along. And I remember talking to some friends about that, and I said, you know, I didn't have the greatest impression of Rashad Turner when I first talked to him, because he was just very contentious, and instead of sticking the issues, at you know, times got very personal in his back and forth with others. But that's a very noble move to show that he wasn't paying lip service to what he felt was a dearth of educational opportunities in the black community. He was actually, he walked the walk, literally walked away from Black Lives Matter because of their opposition to charter schools. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, this should have got a lot more coverage, because he literally founded the St. Paul chapter of Black Lives Matter in 2015. And for him to walk away because the parent organization, because of their opposition to charter schools, that's a big deal for a chapter leader to walk away because of a disagreement on an issue. I guarantee you, if it would have been a conservative group and a conservative leader would have walked away, we'd have heard it have been shouted from all of the media hills about how there was dissension and fractures and fissures in the conservative movement. But we heard nary such a thing when Rashad Turner walked away from Black Lives Matter. Why do you think that is? Well, let's be honest. It doesn't fit a particular narrative. Okay? And in fact, Patrice Cullors. She was the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, the national organization. She announced her resignation within the last week or two from the group because they were, she says it was, she was blaming attacks and trying to discredit her. Well, when you're living in four homes, if you've purchased four different homes, okay, while you're a founder of this organization, when money for probably two of those homes could have gone to, Better Black Lives, given that you're the part of a group called Black Lives Matter, that's probably why the criticism was levied upon her, okay? But yet that wasn't shouted from the hills really either, except for from more conservative outlets. Because, again, it doesn't fit a particular narrative. But kudos to Rashad Turner for coming out with this particular video. Because I every once in a while, I had thought about his departure from BLM and remember thinking, why didn't that warrant more coverage? Because that's a big deal. And I always reference what Mitch Berg has said to candidates who come on his show. You know, candidates for particularly for statewide office. He says the first thing you need to do is go talk to inner city charter school parents because they're the ones, regardless of race or background, what have you, if they're in the inner city, they realize the substandard education that their kids are getting. And the engaged parents, this transcends politics and political party for them. If you get into these, particularly statewide candidates, if you get in these inner cities, you're not going to win the inner cities, the urban areas, okay, electorally. Republicans aren't going to do that. But if you can siphon off enough votes by engaging these parents on the issue of charter schools and how Black Lives Matter, again, was issuing a moratorium or was supported a moratorium, I should say, on charter schools, that's going to go a long way to garnering you a lot of votes. And kudos to Mitch for hammering every single solitary statewide Republican candidate that comes on his show with that message. And it's being perpetuated there with Rashad Turner. And again, you're going to want to check out, he's partnering with the organization Take Charge Minnesota. They're the ones who put together this particular video. TakeChargeMN.com is the website. That's TakeChargeMN.com. They call themselves a new organization committed to countering the prevailing narrative that America is structured to undermine the lives of Black Americans. We acknowledge that racist people exist in the country, but explicitly reject the notion that the United States of America is a racist country. This is a subtle but significant difference, the group says in its objectives. Again, TakeChargeMN.com. Kendall Qualls, the former Republican candidate in Minnesota's 3rd Congressional District during the 2020 election cycle, he's spearheaded this particular movement. And kudos to him for doing that. And again, the organization partnering with Rashad Turner. Now, I don't know if Rashad Turner now votes Republican or not. I don't know. It doesn't really matter because some things transcend politics and political party. And our children's education, I think we could all agree, definitely fits into that category. So this is something we're going to keep an eye upon and certainly would welcome having Rashad on our network, whether it's Mitch's show or Jack's or myself or, you know, Kendall Qualls, I know, has been on since then. He's always been phenomenal to talk to. I talked to him the Saturday before the 2020 election, and unfortunately he fell short against incumbent Dean Phillips in the 3rd Congressional District. But he didn't just take a run at it and say, well, okay, gave it my best shot, didn't work out, oh, well, I'll move on with life. No, he's still getting back in the arena to affect the culture and change in the culture in some way. So kudos to the folks at Take Charge Minnesota for putting together this video. And again, a lot of big conservative outlets, particularly the New York Post, caught on to this and ran with it, and it was all over Twitter as well. A lot of big names, conservative names on Twitter, we're sharing this video by Rashad Turner as well, kind of giving his testimony and his backstory, why he left BLM and why he's with working hard for this organization. Minnesota Parent Union is the organization which Rashad Turner is a part of. You want to check that out as well, mnparentunion.org, and give these folks as much support as they can, because it's been said over the past several years, and I believe it's true, the next big civil rights battle in our era is freedom of education, educational opportunity, school choice. okay? And we definitely need to be on board with this as conservatives and give anybody as much support as we possibly can, because this is definitely a winning issue for conservatives, no doubt about it. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with one final segment this hour. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Cool voiceover. Zany sound effect.
We were going to write a flashy promo about streaming us at radio.com, but considering how easy it is to do, we'll keep it simple, too. Listen to The Patriot on the free radio.com app.
Are you tired of bouncing over your sunken apron into your garage, shoveling snow off an uneven driveway, or stubbing your toe on your uneven sidewalk? Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We can fix your settled concrete with a more permanent solution than mudjacking. Expert Concrete Raising uses a high-density polyurethane foam. It doesn't deteriorate, shrink, or wash away over time. Get it done right the first time. For a free estimate, contact a second-generation concrete raising business at expertconcreteraising.com. That's expertconcreteraising.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
In an era of fake news and misleading headlines, turn to a leader in accurate reporting, townhall.com. Get caught up with today's top stories, find brilliant commentary from our columnists, and have a laugh with our political cartoons at townhall.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. One final segment this hour, 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Again, I want to just remind you folks, by the way, the June Book of the Month, our June Regnery Book of the Month is Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. It's a book by Abigail Schreier. Up until a few years ago, gender dysphoria seemed rare and almost exclusively impacted males. Today, more and more women are coming out as transgender. Author Abigail Schreier believes this is due to woke and hip social media influencers, gender-affirming educators, and therapists who push agendas. From double mastectomies to infertility causing hormone blockers, this book explores the impact on a generation of women. And by the way, you can win an autographed copy of the book by signing up now at the Freedom Insider Club at am1280thepatriot.com. And also, Regnery Publishing is a division of Salem Media Group. My wife and I, we are we're trying to get into reading more books, you know, as we get older here, just, you know, trying to take a break from television because we love our, you know, favorite television programs. We're trying to get into more books. This has definitely been on the top of the list for some time. This book, again, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze, Seducing Our Daughters by Abigail Schreier. We can't win an autographed copy of the book because I'm technically part of AM1280 The Patriot. But if you're a Freedom Fan Club member at AM1280ThePatriot.com, you have the opportunity to do so, and I highly encourage you to do that. Getting back to a local story here, I read and hear about a story like this, and all I can do is just shake my head and say we are a deeply unserious people. This is from the Star Tribune. A national animal rights group wants the city of Ham Lake to change its name to the more pig-positive Yam Lake. And it says it will help cover the cost of changing the city's signs if officials agree. Boy, isn't that big of them. To sweeten the deal, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, said it would even send candied yams for the whole Anoka County city of 16,800 people to enjoy. Pigs are smart, sensitive, wonderful individuals, so if we have a heart, we'll leave their legs and choose yams over hams, said PETA President Ingrid Newkirk. PETA envisions a new yam lake that promotes kindness and healthy eating. Last week, Newkirk sent a letter to Ham Lake Mayor Mike Van Kirk. So you've got Ingrid Newkirk sending a letter to Mike Van Kirk. This is getting very confusing. Mayor Van Kirk proposing to change the city's name, which Anoka County commissioners gave it in the 1870s, because of the adjacent lake they thought was shaped like a ham. So let me get this straight. PETA doesn't like the name Ham Lake because whenever people reference it, it's going to, I don't know, make them think of ham, kind of like the Pavlovian dog. You'll start salivating over hearing the word ham, and you want ham for dinner. And don't you know where that ham came from? It came from a smart, sensitive, wonderful individual. That's how she referred to pigs, as a smart, sensitive, wonderful individual. I mean, again, we don't hear much from PETA anymore because some of the tactics they've undertaken in order to advance their cause have been pretty, shall we say, mockworthy. All right, caricature, if you will. So this idea that, you know, and again, it was referred to as Ham Lake because the adjacent lake looked like it was shaped like a ham. They want to change it to Yam Lake. So, where does it stop? I mean, all of a sudden you're going to get all sorts of activists involved in the naming of lakes. Like, for instance, Maple Lake. Is that going to make people think of maple syrup? Because syrup's now racist because of Aunt Jemima. We don't have Aunt Jemima syrup anymore, do we? So now they're going to want to start going away from lakes that maybe named for a brand of syrup all of a sudden. I mean, where does it end? I suggested a compromise. You know, go with Ham's Lake. You know, not H-A-M, but H-A-M-M, apostrophe, yes, Ham's Lake. Right? For Ham's Beer, Minnesota Brewery, support the local brewery. Who can't get behind a brewery, right? There was no immediate word whether Mayor Van Kirk of Ham Lake and city officials might entertain PETA's proposal. Apparently calls and emails to the mayor seeking comment were not returned Tuesday, probably because he was busy picking himself up off the floor from laughter after reading this proposal. We did have some quotes. It's silly, said Ham Lake resident Andrew Fuller. Eating pork is not unhealthy. Long-term resident Alyssa Berry called the proposal bold and interesting, but amusing. I like Ham Lake the way it is, she said, as she made pizza in the store's kitchen. It's kind of funny that they will go to great lengths to do what they want. Newkirk said this is the head of PETA. Newkirk said she sent the letter on behalf of PETA's 6.5 million members and supporters of the nonprofit, whose motto states that animals are not ours to eat. In her letter, Newkirk said many people have switched to meat-free diets because of the COVID-19 pandemic and because eating meats such as ham and bacon may cause cancer. high blood pressure and strokes. So they're just looking out for our well-being. You know, that's totally it. Apparently, they're looking out for our well-being. So if we're driving north on Highway 65 and we go through Ham Lake and we see the sign, apparently, you know, we're going to start thinking of a nice ham dinner. I mean, come on. I mean, this is just a silly season. I think this will probably be summarily rejected, and they're just going to go on with their lives and not really do anything. But I am curious, has PETA explored the possibility of what they're going to do with a certain lake in Colorado? Not 100% sure where in Colorado it is, but there's a bay called Bacon Lake. It's near Johnstown. You know, is that the next one that's going to be on their radar, apparently? Apparently, the most popular species in Bacon Lake are largemouth bass, channel catfish, and rainbow trout. So are they going to try to, undermine the fishing industry there as well? I mean, where does it end? Seriously, where does it end? In all seriousness, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I didn't get an opportunity to listen to the second hour of the New Guy Show, Jack Tomczak. I know he had on Michelle Benson in the second hour, Minnesota State Senator Michelle Benson, where the city of Ham Lake is included in her Senate district, Senate District 31. Not sure if she addressed this particular issue at all on yesterday's show, but I just don't really understand where we're going with this. I mean, this idea that naming a lake is somehow encouraging people to slaughter more pigs so we can have more ham seems to me quite a stretch. And it's just going to make by the way, the city of Ham Lake, if you know anything about it politically, it is pretty staunch right of center, and people don't like being given the impression that they're to kowtow to a certain organization's agenda. So ultimately, this isn't going to go anywhere. But, again, PETA's senior vice president, Lisa Lang, said the organization contact the mayor of Ham Lake because it's always looking for ways to promote kindness to animals and shed light on the meat industry's practices. Again, as if naming a lake because it was shaped like a ham is somehow not displaying any kind of kindness. Just absolute silly season, but we give it the mock and scorning that it deserves in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson, back with another hour on the broadcast. Please go nowhere. And let you out into the world.
Closing time. Turn all We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and the station.
Well, I moved into the house in the summer of 2018, and the siding was terrible. Hi, I'm Dave from Mottami Dive. I got a hold of JTR through friends. It almost looked like a giraffe. There were dark stains where the water had saturated the old paint that was on it, but there were other things that needed addressing, and there were a multitude of things, from putting doors in and railings and doing some electrical and things like that, all of which JTR gladly folded into the contract and took care of for me. It was an amazing transformation. In fact, my brother-in-law, who had visited before we had the siding done, when he came back about a month after it had been done, he stopped out in front of the house and called me and said, "What's your address again?" Because he couldn't believe the difference.
Contact JTR Roofing now for your siding, roofing, and window needs.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you're my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. To do you right, we take time for a barbecue flavor that will blow your mind. Get that Rack Shack attack, oh.
AM 1280, The Patriot. W.